over your like your backlog, whatever you had in it, and you had a big skillet with a top on it, and you just take it and put it, set it on the, or kind of like on top of the fire.
Did you ever see him cook it in the fire, Joe?
No.
Okay. Or on a board in front of the fire?
Well, you had a, what you would call some fire horses, and you had some bars that go across them.
Yeah.
A couple of three bars, and you could set your pot on that with your cornbread was in. And you had to watch it when the bottom was cooked. You had to take it and turn it over and put the top to the bottom, because the top wouldn't cook. Whenever the bottom would get cooked, you just take it and take your pleat, take your skin, turn upside down, and just slide it off. Just turn it.
Okay. Well, when you eat fish, do you ever eat fish? Sure, you
eat. Yeah.
Can you eat it now?
Yeah.
In a cooked in the right way, huh?
One of the things, it was a good fried. I made it, had a little piece of goldfish that was fried. And it don't bother me to eat it now, but I used to love fish. I love to cook it though.
You? When you were younger, you?
I ate quite a bit of it.
Yeah. Now, what do you like? What kind of cornmeal do you like with fish?
I like my fish fried in cornmeal.
Oh.
Roll it in there. If I'm going to fry fish, I want to fry it in cornmeal.
Okay. Did you ever, make these kind of round things in cornmeal, and you'd put onion or pepper in it, and they were round, and you'd fry them in grease and eat them with fish?
No.
You know what a hush puppy was?
Might have been too fast for me then, Dallas.
Yeah. Okay, now you mentioned cornmeal dressing. Like when your mother was cooking cornmeal, say greens, would she ever dump cornmeal down in there?
No. She'd just make it, and we'd cook the greens in one pot and the cornmeal in the other one.
Yeah, what would she put in greens when she was cooking?
Or if you had a piece of, what do you call a piece of fat bacon, smoked bacon or something.
Yeah. Was that, did they have a lot of lean on it or?
No, it mostly was fat, because your lean, if you have to have a grease hog, most of your kill was for grease hogs, because you wanted your grease and boudin, stuff like that. It was very seldom they would kill a hog just for meat. It was mostly for grease.
Oh. Okay. Did you ever put any part of the grease, when you rendered up the hog, you know what I mean by rendering it and getting the cracklings out of it? Would you ever put that in the cornbread?
No.
Make crackling? Crackling bread?
You mean some of the grease?
Yeah, what would you eat with the cracklings?
Sweet potatoes or cornbread.
Okay. Something that would be fried in deep fat, and it would have a hole in the center of it. What was that? They were fried in deep fat, you know, and had a hole in the middle of them. Boy, they were good. They'd be made out of dough, flour dough or something.
Oh, donuts?